Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. What do you know about heroin addiction? Can you imagine what it would be like to have your child overdose on heroin? Have you ever wanted to know what heroin actually is? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you use Suboxone for treatment? Tell me, have you ever heard of two amazing books? One is called Secrets to Emotional Wealth, and the other is Follow Your Yellow Brick Road. Would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to deal with addiction? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest co-host. He has been on the show before, and he will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about addiction. I am pleased to announce that the show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.4 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself some eggnog, get some leftover Christmas cookies or fudge, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He has over 25 years of experience in the field of mental health, addictions, eating disorders, and dual diagnosis. He has written several books, and his new book, Secrets to Emotional Wealth, Follow Your Yellow Brick Road, is available now. He holds a doctorate in psychology, board-certified eating disorders specialist, board-licensed alcohol and drug abuse counselor. It is so much fun to welcome back to our show Dr. Simon Casey. Hi, Dr. Simon. How are you doing today?
January, I'm doing fantastic. I always feel fantastic when I'm on your show, so I can never say bad.
Okay. Well, that's mainly what we try to strive for. I want you to share with our listeners, because the last time you were on the show, you were living in Hawaii, and I thought that was pretty exotic, and now you're in Florida. Could you share with our listeners what has changed in your life?
Well, I was definitely in Hawaii and doing some wonderful things, but then recently I have accepted a position and by a wonderful company, and I happen to know the owner, who is a wonderful person, who's really dedicated and helping people and serving people. He's one of those guys, down-to-earth kind of a guy that you want to have in your life.
Sure.
And so he asked me to be a part of his organization, and I just accepted the role of being the executive director of Delray Beach Facility. So here I am, pack my suitcase, and I'm in Florida.
I love you. I love the fact that you're willing to do. I don't know how old you are, and I won't presume, but isn't it fun to discover exciting new things to do as you get older in life?
You know what I discovered, January? It's I look at my life, my work, mm-hmm. and you look at it as, is this a job or is it a career? And I never looked at it as a job. I looked at it as a career. It's an adventure that's so giving and allows me to always stay excited, creative. And for that reason, I'm always looking for something different and new and mm-hmm. to grow as a person as well as a professional. So it's really not a job. So I'm like a kid in a candy store.
I love it. You know, and we talk about this all the time because our show is about sharing success stories. It doesn't matter how old you are. The reality is that when you find something that you are passionate about and you pursue it, guess what? Success follows. And guess what? It's not work, is it?
No. You have to have certain ingredients. And especially in our field, the most important ingredient, really, do you care for others? Do you care for people? Mm-hmm. And if you have the care and the compassion that drives, then success naturally comes. And after all said and done, you know, at the end of the day, what's there to look? And all you look back is what you've done. And if you touch some poor soul, some innocent soul's life, and you made them smile, then your life is worth living. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That you put it so wonderfully. Now, we're going to talk today about heroin addiction. And it was in the news recently because Carly Fiorina talked about her daughter's overdose, which put the spotlight back on opiate abuse addiction. Could you comment on that?
You know, when Carly broke the news, I think a lot of the media was initially stunned. They did not expect her to open up such confidential information about her life. But it was truly a very devastating family event for her to lose her life, her daughter, at such an early age to heroin. And as you know, heroin has been around centuries and been around decades. Nobody really looked at it. It's something that came and gone and came. But, it changed for the past, especially 7, 8 years. There is a massive amount of heroin in the market. And
really?
I don't know if you know this, but the primary producer of heroin used to be Afghanistan. And a lot of it was distributed. You remember this? You know, they were bombing the poppy fields. And paying them all kinds of money and stuff. Well, those were the good old days. Now Mexico is the prime producer of heroin.
And really?
The drugs are coming. Oh, yeah. Most people don't know this. A lot of the heroin is coming across the border. And
is this why we have the cartels and the drugs? Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. And people didn't realize this, but it is now saturated the market. It's coming across from every direction that's possible, and it's now readily available to just about anyone and everyone. And a lot of people are now, especially younger and much younger people, are more and more curious about what heroin really is. You know, some people think heroin is something you inject. Yes, yeah, some people inject, but a lot of the time heroin is the smoked, or they actually maybe eat it sometimes. I've seen people putting in a liquid format and putting it in an eye drop and putting it in their eyes. I mean, it comes in different forms. Yeah. So it is, you can decide this thing.
So it's something you can take in pill form?
Pill form, absolutely. They crush it and they snort it. I mean, they do it all kinds of ways that you wouldn't know. Of course, in all days, a lot of people were shooting, and people said, "Oh, he's a heroin addict. He's bad. He's a junkie," kind of stuff. But nowadays, people smoke it just like a cigarette. You wouldn't even know
it. That's interesting, because I always think of someone injecting it, you know, like what we saw in the movies, the man with the golden arm.
Absolutely.
That's what I think of, and the fact that, so now it's pretty much a street drug, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's readily available, very easy to get to, and in fact, in some of the states, like New Hampshire, they're talking about it. It is such an epidemic that they are saying, and the death rates are astronomical. There are so many people are dying from innocently. Yeah. And now remember, most people don't want to overdose themselves. People don't want to die from this. It is oftentimes not knowing how much they are taking or how it's cut or what's in it. Or sometimes, as you know, a lot of drug addicts use other forms of medications like they drink alcohol and something that you should never do. When if you're taking heroin, alcohol, you're looking at a heart attack immediately. Yeah. Or if you're taking uppers. So there are certain drugs you cannot mix. But when people are under the influence, they don't realize what they're taking and how they're taking it. And so, unfortunately, the death is sometimes very surprising and unexpected. And that's the reason why it's such a high rate of death rate.
Sure. And, you know, it's interesting because I've kind of followed it on the peripheral. And we see rock stars all the time who survive. And they are definitely taking drugs. But guess what? They do not mix those drugs with alcohol, do they?
No, no. It's a deadly combo. Yeah. It's a horrible cocktail.
Yeah, deadly.
That person will end up having respiratory problems, heart attacks. It's you see it. It's coming. But when you're under the influence, you know, you're not there pretty much. You just do for the next high, and like it's your death becomes an accident.
Oh, accidental.
Yeah.
Accidental overdose. We see that all the time. This is a fascinating interview. I love having you on the show, and I love hearing from our sponsors. So we're going to do that right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Simon Casey about medically assisted treatment for someone who is using heroin. We'll be right back.
Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique, result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Millard, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to theenergynurse.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful co-host, Dr. Simon Casey. And we've been talking about a very serious subject, heroin addiction. Dr. Casey is the founder of Emotional Mastery Process, and it helps individuals as well as organizations to establish healthy employee culture while raising the bar for effective leadership. He regularly teaches the power of emotions to organizations around the country, and he is a trusted advisor to many executives who want personal success, balance, and ethical work. Don't you love your job title?
I really do.
Yeah, I know. I love
will never
it too.
Complain.
I know. I agree. It's fabulous. Now, let's talk a little bit about medically assisted treatment for people who have heroin addiction. How does that work?
Okay, let me explain what heroin really is for your listeners.
Sure.
Because many people don't really know what it is, and they hear the words. But heroin is derived from morphine alkaloid found in the opium poppy. So it comes from the poppy seed.
Okay.
And it's a very highly addictive opioid. And so if you look at all the painkillers that's been prescribed, has somewhat similar properties to heroin. And so almost all painkillers tend to be very, very addictive. In fact, unfortunately, many, many people who have been prescribed pain medications for one reason or another, they end up taking it and more as the body starts resisting to the medications. Of course, the individual's tolerance levels are going up, and therefore they have to take more of the medication, and pretty soon that doesn't work. So they either increase the dosage or they end up taking multiple different medications, and if that doesn't work, some of the people find themselves crossing over to heroin. And heroin is, of course, highly addictive, and when people take it, they have, I don't know if you were talking about the movie you've seen, if you see how they shoot and you see the rush that they experience, and they just have this flushing effect, and they kind of pass out.
Yeah.
So it really hits the brain awfully fast, and they experience such euphoria unlike any other painkillers. And that's why heroin is a very highly addictive drug. And when the person is addicted to that feeling and they continue practicing this for a while, they become physically, emotionally, and psychologically addicted to the drug in a short period of time. And after about 6 months to a year of using heroin, it becomes very, very difficult to stop the heroin use because most heroin addicts or people abusing prescription medications will tell you that they say the withdrawal symptoms are so horrible.
Horrible.
So horrid. Yeah. And they said that they tried it. They can't do it. The best way to describe it to you, I'm sure you had a cold before. You know the symptoms, right? Multiply that 100 times and add a few more symptoms to it. That's how bad the individual feels. So for that reason, many people who are addicted to prescription pain medications or heroin are unable to stop. And people who has used heroin in a needle format, they have even bigger problems. They just simply don't know how to deal with it. And they will say, you know, I tried everything. It's not working. And, you know, there are, of course, all kinds of treatments out there that people say, okay, we're going to treat you, taper you down slowly. And some people try that. Some people go into total abstinence and they try that. Mm-hmm. And so
cold turkey.
But, you know, as long as I've been in this field, one of the biggest problems I think we face is that we try to put people in a cookie cutter kind of a treatment program and hoping that it's going to work instead of treating people as individuals and understanding what will or will not work for them. And so as we become more and more aware that addiction is more of a brain disease and that this really impacts the individual in so many ways that we need to really treat them as individuals and and find out what we can do the best to help them. And this is where the medically assisted treatment really comes in to the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at treatment is how can we do help and assist the individual so we can withdraw them as painless as possible. It's like you can jump off a cliff and break all of your bones, or we can give a parachute and you have a soft landing. That's really the best way to describe it. So we basically use certain medications like methadone, Subutex, or Suboxone to allow the individual not to suffer these horrible consequences and go through maybe longer periods of both tapering process.
Okay. And, you know, while we're talking, I just had a hip replacement. And after the surgery, they gave me morphine, which, of course, I loved. However, after they took the morphine away, I couldn't take the other pills because they made my stomach so upset. Is heroin close to morphine?
Well, if you look at it, it's not necessarily closer, but they have a lot of similarities as far as how they work. But methadone is a synthetic narcotic analgesic. It's a pain reliever, actually.
Okay.
And often used by and associated with the treatment of heroin addiction.
Okay.
And it's also, of course, used for medical purposes such as pain relief. So if you look at it, methadone is somewhat modified from the morphine, basically. That's how it came about.
Okay.
In fact, if you look at how it happened, during Second World War, we were running out of morphine, now that you mentioned morphine. the soldiers did not have enough to go around, so that they were trying to figure out what they can give the soldiers, and that's how it really came about. It was invented in Germany.
Interesting. And Suboxone, let's talk about that. And I have had.
Let me tell you a bit more on the methadone.
Okay. Methadone.
Here's the thing. Methadone is even though it has like the properties of morphine, but it really works very differently. Like when you had morphine, how you got high and you felt like you went to La La Land.
You don't have
that effect on methadone. And that's the good thing about methadone. We get people here, their lives are so messed up. They're not able to get up and function. They're not able to hold a job. They're in burglaries. They're in and out of jails. And because they have to do something to get the next fix. Methadone actually allows them to be a human being, allows them to function, keep them out of jail. A lot of the people we see have HIV and Hep C problems, all related to this, because shooting.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is such a, I would call it a miracle drug, wouldn't you?
It really is, but there's, of course, stigma attached to it. You remember how many, many years ago, you couldn't even say somebody's an alcoholic. In fact, the family members disowned you. Now you say, I'm an alcoholic, everybody's up there clapping. But the same thing is going on with methadone. If somebody says, I'm taking methadone, they look at you like you're a junkie. Actually, it's further from the truth. We have had people, just to give you an idea, we had a gentleman came to us about 6 months ago, and he got hit. He was in a rear end collision. A drunk driver, of all things, hit him. So he was in hospitals for 3 or 4 months. He was on painkillers. So he got out. But his life was a mess. All the painkillers now he was taking was making him sick, nauseated. He was not able to function. He became depressed, suicidal. And so we brought him here, and we put him on methadone and gradually worked with him. This guy is not able to get out of bed, get a job, become a father again. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even recognize the changes in him. But you would never know that he's taking methadone.
Okay, so this is really an answer for all of our listeners who are dealing with addiction in their families, with their children. there is a way out of this. And thank God for people like Dr. Simon, and thank God for my sponsors. So we're going to hear from them. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Suboxone and Suboxdel. We'll be right back.
Any moment, we can be painfully reminded that none of us is immune from loss. Perhaps the worst nightmare of any parent is the loss of a child. When this happens to someone else, most parents quietly wonder how they could ever deal with such an inversion of the natural order. When author Donna Mebbin lost her youngest daughter, Emma, she initially wanted to give up and join her beautiful, spirited 19-year-old. But she didn't. Instead, she wrote the multi-award-winning novel, Tomorrow Comes, an amazing book in which Donna chronicles the way her family lives forward and imagines the way Emma does too, in a magical land called After. Tomorrow Comes is available on Amazon and other online booksellers. January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin, who will be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. As a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change, because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Dr. Simon Casey, and let's talk about your website. So how people can contact you, Dr. Simon.
Well, they can get in touch with me on my personal website at www.drsimoncasey.com. Or arsdalray.com, also in Bearden Dalray, as I told you before. They can really, all they have to do is just type methadone or medically assisted treatment, and it'll pop up. You can't.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening to our show will contact you. And Dr. Simon has appeared on many TV and radio shows, and he's been quoted as an expert in diverse publications as the Huffington Post, Parenting Magazine, First Magazine, Village Voice, and of course here on January Jones sharing success stories. So much fun to have you back with us. You have had quite an interesting career. Let's just jump back a little bit to where you started and who your early mentors were.
I actually started in my early career as more of I was going to go into the field of cancer research. I wanted to really find out what causes this thing, and I wanted to heal people. Mm-hmm. And little did I know, I ended up in a psych field, and I couldn't believe it. I really didn't know anything about it till a friend of mine said one day, "Let's go to adolescent psych facility." And I said, "Okay." I was basically a tag along, and I was so fascinated because he sat there and he was talking to the kids, and they said the session is over. And I said, well, that's it? He said, yeah, that's it. I said, you just made money? He said, yes. I said, oh, okay. I can do this. I can talk to anybody. I don't have a problem talking to people. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that it's more than just talking, but it's really you have to have an insight and some intuitive being that is required to really connect and understand people. And I found that I have that connection with people. I found that I have a unique gift to be able to connect and understand where they're coming from, even though they haven't said anything to me. So I took that gift and evolved it gradually to see what becomes of it. My early mentor was Dr. David Viscott, actually. I don't know if you know him, but he was he was a well-known psychiatrist. And he was my mentor. And I learned definitely quite a bit from him. And we think so much alike that fascinated me. I was drawn to him. And so my career then evolved from that point on.
Okay. Now let's talk about your 25 years of experience in the field of addictions and dual diagnosis treatment. Now, this is a term I had never heard until I met you. Could you share with our listeners what dual diagnosis is?
Dual diagnosis basically means that the individual has a mental health condition as well as some other conditions such as substance abuse, eating disorders, and other co-occurring disorders. So we call it dual because they're appearing or they're occurring both at the same time, which must be dealt with simultaneously.
Okay, so that tells you basically when someone walks into your office, there may be several issues you're dealing with, right?
Yes. You know, in the past, we used to piecemeal, and some facilities still do that. They go, no, you got substance abuse. We're just going to tackle it and everybody else deal with it. Or they go, no, we're going to deal with mental health. So that really never works. People are not fragmented. They're not piecemeals. They are, you know, I see people as a whole, one person. So if you understand a whole person, you're going to be able to treat them and really treat them well. And so if you know both sides of the equation, then you'll be able to provide something that's substantial that will make a difference in their lives. Otherwise, you're always playing a guessing game.
Okay. That says it all. Now, let's back up a little bit and let's talk about the Suboxone treatment that is recommended for a lot of people who are totally addicted. Tell us a little bit about what that entails.
Well, what happened over the years is that in the past, we really did not have medications that really assisted people to deal with their withdrawals. Because we were using a bunch of psychiatric medications hoping and to curb some of these symptoms, and they were not really well. But as the medications like Suboxone, Subutex, and Vivitrol came into the field, we were able to really treat people and assist them to come off the painkillers in a way that they felt like human again, and they were able to get through the treatment. And in fact, in many treatment facilities, they were able to, because of Suboxone, we can taper somebody off the pain meds slowly within 10 to 15 days, and then they can actually become completely free of pain medications because of Suboxone. So it's a great tool to help people detox properly rather than putting them through the ringer and have them suffer in so many ways. Yeah. I mean, if you're suffering, nothing is fun. You're not going to be able to learn, get well, because your body's aching, you're just depressed, it just doesn't work well. So the drugs like Suboxone and Subutex really works and allows people to taper accordingly. And the good thing about it, these are monitored by physicians, and especially if you're under the care of a physician, that they will be able to monitor you and taper you down slowly so that you will be able to get through this. The Vivitrol is an injectable form of a medication called naltrexone, which is a blocker.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
The reason we do that, then after we taper somebody off completely from all the opiates, some people say, mm-hmm. I want insurance. I don't want to relapse. If I relapse, is there an insurance? We go, yep, there's an insurance. The Vivitrol uh-huh. actually blocks any kind of an opiate if you use for 3 weeks. Uh-huh. You can't get high. Isn't that great?
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You're not going to believe this, January. You're not going to believe it. We had a guy a while back. We got a Vivitrol shot. We told him, this is your savior. You can't get high. And he came back the following week. 3 weeks later, he was angry that he went and bought some painkillers. And he used them. He couldn't get high. He was angry at us.
Okay. I heard about this many years ago about people who were alcoholics, and they would take this drug. Obviously, it must have been something like Suboxone. And if they drank alcohol, they got violently ill. Is that what happened?
Yeah. So no dose, and you can take that. I've seen people doing that. But, you know, it was initially perceived as cure. But you know as well as I do, January, people who are addicted to alcohol is not going to say, let me take my pill so I'm not going to drink alcohol. They don't do that. They often don't want to take it. They just drink the alcohol. And that's why it was a failure. But when we give them a shot or something in their system, if they drink it or if they use it, they have horrible reactions, so they won't do it.
Okay. I love that. Okay, so that explains everything I've heard and actually how it works now. This is a fascinating show. And we're going to hear from some fascinating sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com. Where does all the money go? Surely you should have more to show for all the work you do. And what about the future? Heck, what about next week? Chris Miles to the rescue. Chris is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur with a reputation of getting his clients fast, life-altering results right now, not 25 to 40 years from now. Let Chris Miles show you how to quickly free up and create more cash flow with results you can enjoy today, not tomorrow. Visit MoneyRipples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Visit today, not tomorrow. Pam Evans has been married and divorced 4 times and lived to tell the tale with honesty, humor, and a heartfelt message. Check out Pam's first book, Ring Exchange, Adventures of a Multiple Marrier, where she shares her hard-won lessons about behavior, emotions, relationships, and her marriage partner choices. Learn more about Pam's road less traveled and how she anticipates every day with joy and a sense of gratitude. Visit Pam's website at www.ring-exchange.com. Her book is available on Amazon.com, too.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Dr. Simon Casey. And Dr. Simon, let's share again your website information so our listeners can contact you and find out what you're all about.
Absolutely. They can get in touch with me at drsimoncasey.com or arsdalray.com. Either way, I will be available. In fact, if there's any kind of a question that they may have about what we are discussing, and feel free to send me an email. I always read my emails almost every 2 hours or so. I will be able to respond easily. No problem.
Okay. Well, I know what you're all about because I read mine too all the time. It's hard to take a vacation from email, isn't it?
You can't get away from it. It just dings you and reminds you in all kinds of ways. So you kind of go, okay, I'm a hostage.
I know. Join the club. And now let's share a little bit about what's coming up for your future. I shared earlier the fact that you've moved to Florida from Hawaii, so you obviously love living in wonderful, beautiful places. What do you have coming up in the future?
Well, actually, my role is going to be, I think I'm going to be doing a lot of speaking engagements mm-hmm. on this subject.
Okay.
I realize there's a lot of ignorance within the community. And mm-hmm. like I said, there's a lot of stigma attached to it. And believe it or not, even in our profession, people look at it like, oh, you're taking that?
Really?
On such time, of course, their loved one gets hurt and they put them on and they go, oh, thank God for that. So I want to educate as many people, as many professionals as possible while I'm here. And I think I'm scheduled to speak at least 15 different places the next 2-3 months.
Wonderful.
Symposiums and stuff coming. So I want to be able to get up there, just share my thoughts, my feelings. And we're also doing some research here with 3 other physicians here that we're going to take a look at how some of the medication's working and when it's not working and the success rate. We're actually collecting meaningful data. And we're going to be also publishing this, and some of it also will go to SAMHSA, to the government, for them to utilize.
Okay, well, I want to share with our listeners that I have a close family member who used Suboxone. It did help an addiction. And I've also done several interviews with Dr. Grant, who treats people with Suboxone. So there is hope out there for people who are just so into addiction that they can't even go anywhere.
I believe that many people, due to their ignorance, they don't really understand what and how medications really work, and they're not fully explained to people. So it's all what they hear in society, and oftentimes the information is distorted information, so it doesn't serve people well. I really recommend call, get the information from an expert, know what kind of treatments and what kind of medications available for you so you can have a life. You don't have to live in pain, but you don't have to be addicted either. There are ways to do this. And I was telling you earlier, January, it's nothing to do with cookie cutter treatment. Everybody is unique. And so the treatment should be unique and should be customized to get the person through and end the suffering as much as possible. That's how I look at it. So get to the source. Get the information. You know, in medicine, people say, get a second opinion, third opinion.
Yeah.
Same thing happens in mental health. Please call, find out what your options are. Just don't settle for one information. And sometimes even what you may read in the internet could be distorted. Because sometimes, you know, treatment facilities put information in such a way that skews the information in some way or the other and distorts the truth. And like I said, get the information, be a wise consumer, because after all, this is your body, this is your life, you need to make the decision.
And for people who are dealing with this and wanting to help their beloved family or friends, this is a unique opportunity. You need to go and visit Dr. Simon Casey and go to his website, and he can give you the information and the help that you need. It's been wonderful having you on the show today.
January, it's always a pleasure. You know that.
I know that. And I'm pleased to announce to our listeners that Dr. Simon Casey will be back with us again next year, and he will be sharing his wonderful inspiration and especially his information. Thank you, Dr. Simon.
Thank you, January. Have a lovely evening.
You too. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. My upcoming guests will all amaze, amuse, and astonish you, just like Dr. Simon Casey. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, please sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories and our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, since it's the holiday season, start drinking eggnog and start eating lots and lots of Christmas cookies. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest today, Dr. Simon Casey. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with Christmas music by Sorantos.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.